Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Put your lighters away. You'll have a chance to get them out in just a little bit again. But we want to say welcome to our guest. We have Tony Ciro. He is in Hastings. He is in studio with us today. He's part of the Hastings Rotarians, the Hastings Rotary Club. And he is here to tell us about a really exciting event coming up on Friday, September 6th at Levy Park. Chicago is in Hastings. I can't believe it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mo. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, thanks for bringing all your friends, too. This reminds me of when I saw you at a restaurant that shall remain anonymous, eating by yourself. So I had to send you a little text to say, hey, did you want me to come sit by you? And you said, no, you were fine. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about what the Rotary Club does.
Yeah, so Rotary is actually an international organization. It's all over the world. And they primarily do things to support their community. So the Hastings area Rotary has been very involved in giving back to Hastings. Probably our biggest project to date was the funding that we provided for the pavilion down on the riverfront, part of the riverfront renaissance that the city, we did in partnership with the city. So, but it's a civic organization that gives to a lot of great causes in and around Hastings and in and around the world.
Can you really believe that the pavilion came to fruition as quickly as it did? Because I know it was, you know, you planned it, you thought about it, you got the money for it, and up it went. And I mean, it's incredible. It really does define a certain area of our downtown.
Yeah, it was, you know, it went up quick, it was built quick, but the planning for it, the fundraising was, you know, three and a half years in the making of a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of tireless efforts by members of the Hastings Rotary Club, and then, you know, certainly a lot of community members that could also see the vision and were willing to give. So I agree, it's such an awesome project. People both in the community and from outside go down to the river and just can't believe how stunning it looks.
So. And I like how it's used for so many different things. My understanding is there have been weddings there.
There's been weddings. The city has constant events there. We've had other concerts. They have movie nights. They have library nights where they come down and read to kids. They have
yoga.
Picnics in the park, yoga in the park. It's just, it's amazing to think where did people do all this stuff before the pavilion was in existence?
So right.
It's really, that was the vision of, you know, initially was how do we make this a community gathering space? And I just think it's turned into a wonderful one.
It really is. Tony, what got you interested in being in the Rotary Club? When you were growing up, was there a Rotary where you grew up?
No. So when I bought the business in town, the prior owner was a lifelong member of Rotary.
You can say your business, American Family Insurance.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lifelong member of Rotary and really got me involved. And I went to a couple meetings and saw what they did and all the great things they were giving back to. And I've always said if I was going to, you know, live and work in town, I wanted to be involved in town. And it just gave me the perfect opportunity to do that. You know, and I couldn't have been more fortunate. The year that the pavilion went up was the year that I was the president of Rotary just by chance. So, but I can't take all the credit for it. So,
but how fun is that?
It was great. It was wonderful to be a part of all of the experiences, the grand openings, the ribbon cuttings, the dedications. It's been remarkable how people have gotten behind, you know, that project and got behind Rotary. So.
Well, I know you have smaller kids. Have you taken them down to the river, and do they understand the significance of the pavilion and that Daddy kind of helped with this?
You know, I don't think my kids at 3 and 5 quite understand that, but we took them down there a couple weeks ago. They did story time in the park, went down there. Our family had a picnic dinner under the pavilion, and then followed by the library was down there to do story time and activities for kids. And you know, there's probably 30 different families down there, and what a great opportunity. So, you know, a lot of the, well, all of the donors have some recognition down there on paving stones. And so, you know, we like to point out where ours is, but yeah, I think in time they'll understand it better.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the biggest things really to come to Hastings in general, let alone to come and perform at the Rotary Pavilion, is this big concert coming up on September 6th. It's a Friday night. And you want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, so we're super excited. We have the legendary rock band Chicago coming.
What the heck?
Yeah, you know, we... 4 years ago, after the pavilion went up, we had this vision to, you know, not just have it be part of the community, but have some kind of really big event. And this will be our fourth year of running the concert. And each year we've tried to get bigger and bigger. And we had an opportunity this year to book Chicago, and we had to take it. We had to jump at it. We were super excited. We've had great response from the community. A lot of people have said this might be the biggest name to come to Hastings. They were, you know, I think earlier this spring they were at Treasure Island Casino and had a sold out crowd. So we're hoping for the same. But yeah, it's just going to be a wonderful event. And we've had unbelievable support from the community, both people buying tickets, community sponsorships in the event. We had Arby's come along again this year to be our title sponsor, and then we've got our charitable benefactor this year again in United Heroes League. This will be their third year that they've been part of the concert with us. So we're really excited, and tickets are selling fast. So if you haven't had a chance to buy them, it's rivertownlive.com. So www.rivertownlive.com. Got about 3 weeks here.
So exciting. So how did you get Chicago?
So we went through a talent agency this year. We learned in the first 3 years that trying to source talent ourselves was very difficult.
What were the challenges?
Well, one, we all have full-time jobs, right? This is something we do to give back, but we all have full-time jobs, and trying to find the artists, get a hold of their management team or their agent is very challenging. You have some obstacles in if they're already booked or if they're booked in too close a proximity to Hastings within a certain number of days. You know, they can't perform here. And so we learned pretty quick that if we were going to get some bigger names, we were going to have to play in the space that they do. And that was hiring a talent agent to help us find it. So
you hired this talent agent, and then did they represent other bands as well? Because I think Chicago is the perfect band. It really, it resonates with so many different people.
They looked at a lot of different options. You know, we wanted to find one that we thought fit our community. You know, we've had some country in the past. Last year we had Hairball. We had a great response to Hairball, you know, kind of that rock flavor, and we wanted to stick with that this year. So yeah, when they found Chicago and came to us with it, and they were available, and we were super excited.
So. Well, we're super excited as well. So you mentioned that tickets are still available. Give the information again of how people can go about getting some.
Yep. So there are, we're doing it a little bit different this year. If you've been at the show in the past, the band has actually been played under the pavilion. With the number of seats this year and the interest, we've actually moved the stage onto the green space. And then we will have reserve seats. So you can buy reserve seats, or we'll have general admission, which are essentially standing room only, or bring a lawn chair. But they can all be purchased at rivertownlive.com. Or there are a few different businesses around town, or the Rotarians are selling general admission tickets. But you can buy all of them, again, rivertownlive.com.
Explain the tie-in about giving back.
Yeah, so the tagline we've adopted 3 years ago was Concert for a Cause. So, you know, again, the initial reason behind it was to get the community together down at the riverfront. And we found that, you know, as we've made some strides on the concert, we've also had a great, you know, opportunity to give back to some causes. And our main benefactor the last couple of years has been United Heroes League. They're a charity based right here in Hastings. Their founder, Shane Hudella, lives here in Hastings.
Wonderful organization.
Yeah, great organization. Their motto is to keep military kids healthy and active through sports. So if a family member is serving or has deceased, they're helping the family through tickets, sports equipment, camps, and other special experiences. So it's been great to give back to them as well through this concert.
And I know that they are so grateful for any sort of help that they can have to continue their mission. So
absolutely,
it's a win-win across the board. So what can we expect that night?
Well, I think we can expect awesome weather. Well, that's what
we're hoping. We totally can.
Yeah, it'll be a great night. So the doors are going to open at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to have food trucks down
there. And are they proverbial doors, or where are these doors?
No, the entrance will be the main entrance to Levy Park.
Okay.
And so gates
kind of where the restrooms are?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So they'll open at 5. And then we're going to have food trucks down there. We'll have the beer garden open. We've got a opening band that's actually going to play under the pavilion, and that's the 34th Infantry Division Band, so on theme with the military connection. They'll play at 6, and then Chicago will go on at 8:30. So, just I think you can expect just an awesome show. So many hits that they've had over the years.
So let's chat about that, because I'm older than you, so I could name off probably 15, but what is your favorite song?
I'd have to say my favorite Chicago song is Saturday in the Park.
Oh.
We're doing it on a Friday,
right?
But it's still an awesome song,
yeah,
and I'm hoping they play it. I bet you they will. So
maybe they'll change the words.
Maybe so. Probably
Friday.
Not.
Friday. In the park. Maybe.
If not, you can go up and sing it for us, Mo.
No, we can all lip sync it. Oh my gosh, this is going to be so great. So here's the other thing that I keep hearing. People cannot believe that Chicago is really coming.
Yeah.
They think it's like some cover band. It's not. Tell them.
No, this is the real
Chicago. What the heck?
Yep, it's the real Chicago, the original Chicago. They may have one or two members of the 10 that have passed on and they replaced, but 80% of them are all the original band. So we're just, again, if that's what the word is, nope, it's definitely the original. So it'll be a great show.
It's going to be an unbelievable show. So again, the concert is going to be on Friday, September 6th, and it's at Levy Park. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun. It's called Rivertown Live Chicago in Concert. Tickets are available still at rivertownlive.com, but don't wait too long, because you want to have those tickets in hand. What kind of food trucks are going to be there?
We've got quite a variety. So actually, I said earlier that our title sponsor this year is Arby's again. Second year they've been willing to do that.
Do they have a food truck?
They are. They've got a big semi that they're bringing down.
So I can get curly fries.
Curly fries, roast beef sandwiches.
Mozzarella sticks.
I'm sure we can find them down there for you. And then we've got tacos, we've got popcorn, we've got cheese curds, we've got mini donuts, we've got a whole array of different stuff. So
love it.
Bring your family down, you know, have dinner down on the river, and then enjoy a great show.
So give us a little bit behind the scenes. How does this all work? Do you have to set the stages up for them? Do they have a whole crew that comes ahead of time and does that? And then the talent comes.
Yeah, so behind the scenes, there's been a tremendous amount of work going on. We actually started this process right after last year's concert. So we've been working on it since about October. You've got a whole, you know, logistics team that works on, you know, the site prep and how the site will be laid out and getting it approved with the city. The city's been wonderful to work with on this. They're excited about it as well.
No kidding.
But then you've got, you know, the food and beverage side of it. You've got, you know, getting the talent lined up and all the timeline behind it. So just an incredible amount of effort by both members of the Hastings Rotary Club, the team at United Heroes League, and we've got a lot of volunteers that have also signed up for day of. We do still have some need for additional volunteers for the event. It takes, you know, a tremendous amount of people to make sure it's a great experience. So if you also have interest in volunteering, you could send a note through our website as well, rivertownlive.com.
Perfect. And this event will be here before you know it. So
yes, it will.
It's going to be so great. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I just appreciate you having us. We're so excited about it, and you know, we're just so thrilled to see the community get behind it, and can't wait for Friday, September 6th, being a great show.
I think this is probably the biggest show that has come to town.
And it is rain or shine, so be there either way.
Love it.
We went and saw a concert this weekend and got rained on the whole time, but still had a blast.
So. Absolutely. Doesn't take away from the fun.
Yep.
Rain or shine. Perfect. Well, it's going to be a nice day. I just have a feeling it's going to be all good. Tony, thanks for coming in today. Tony Ciro, he is, of course, with American Family Insurance, part of the Hastings Rotary, and we can't wait for their big concert on September 6th. Tickets are still available. RivertownLive.com. Chicago is coming to town. We're so excited. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.